toward around Houston University, back over this side of Houston University. And I don't know, the McGregor Way, I imagine there would be quite a few wealthy mm-hmm. colored people. South, North McGregor, that's on each side of Sim Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And but they just practically destroyed that part of town, that Washington and Terrace and Riverside Terrace. Mm-hmm. They've just about destroyed it. They made shambles out of there. That's the first one that they took over. They've got it pretty well destroyed now.
The first neighborhood that went from
that was used to be a that used to be an all-white neighborhood, but the
mm-hmm.
colored people went in there. And that's before this colored people started getting education, and they mm-hmm. they made shambles out of it. Packed all them nice. There were a lot of duplexes and a lot of nice and beautiful homes out there, mm-hmm. but they're gone now. They're long gone. I don't know why they did that, but then that's the way they don't. They're pretty well mixing out into the white areas. They've got, I can't name all the areas where they are. But we've still got quite a few. We're surrounded. In other words, Houston is surrounded by colored mm-hmm. areas. It's one of the few cities that's just about surrounded.
What about the Mexican areas? Now, you mentioned here is...
Well, I think you're living right in the middle of Little Mexico when you're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
Because they moved in here in the last 10 years, more, they have moved in here.
Where did they used to live?
They used to live in Mexico. And that's where they used to live, and they all come over here. And in fact, I don't know, Mexicans in there. Most areas where the Mexicans move in, the colored ones move out. They know better than the food than Mexicans. See, the whites and the Mexicans get along pretty good, but boy, the niggas and the Mexicans don't get along so good.
How come?
The niggas are just scared of them. They don't want to fool with them. I have a Mexican neighbor. I think he's about the nicest person that you'd ever want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks a very broken English. His wife speaks fluently. She must have been a native born. And she speaks English just like anyone else here, fluently. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't, but he's a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's one right across the street from me. He's an awful nice guy. Him and his wife are... They're nice people, and I'll tell you the trouble between the Mexicans. They're scared of the white people, and the white people are scared of the Mexicans because we don't understand each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. There's a certain fear about them. Now, San Antonio, it used to be, it's predominantly Mexican, but Houston's beginning to catch up. They say that by 1980 we'll have 51% of grade school children will be Mexican in Houston. You better know it's a lot. But you don't see many Mexicans go to a university or college.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting them where they go. We'll go through high school,
mm-hmm.
but they don't never hardly ever go to college. I think the reason for that is because most Mexican families are the most affectionate with their children of any race in the world. They love children. They have mm-hmm. flocks of them, 15, 18 of them. And they love children, but there's one thing about it. When the boy turns 16, they turn him out and go shift for himself. So therefore he doesn't get much of a chance
yeah.
to go to college.
And not unless he can support himself, but just can go to college at the same time.